So, the feeding of the 5,000. A famous Christian festival where they didn't bring the food. A famous miracle. But if we actually look at other accounts of this, we find that it says, not counting the women and children in Matthew. So there were probably about 10,000 once the women and children were added to the 5,000. So it's a sort of new wine-sized crowd, for those of you who've been there, or a Christian festival-sized crowd, but without the rain. And where there's children, we're going to get this refrain, Mum and Dad, I'm hungry. So is this miracle important? Yes, it is important because it's found in all four Gospels, and it's actually found twice. There's a feeding of the 4,000, feeding of the 5,000. So this isn't just a marginal, this is something the gospel writers felt was central to the message of Jesus. So there's really no doubt that it happened as well, because if it's recorded that many times, then it's not a thing that might happen. It's things that the gospel writers believe saw happen. So let's imagine the scene. So here we are, courtesy of the internet and probably an American artist. It's sort of a nice hillside with nice terraces. It's very convenient. There's orderly rows. Jesus has been teaching for hours. But hang on, what about those kids? To Mum and Dad there, it may well have been, I'm hungry. Feed me. It's been a long day. It's the evening. Don't forget, this is all about food. But food's a lot in the Bible. In the first reading, I know it's all about the vineyard and not grapes being good or bad. So children, I have a habit of bringing us back to basics. I'm hungry. But let's go back a step. The scene is of Jesus teaching about the kingdom of God. And although most of the account is about the feeding of 5,000, the teaching of Jesus is the central part of this. That's why the crowds are there. He was speaking about the kingdom of God breaking in. People were being healed. Again, perhaps new wine is a bit like that. So it was an all-day ministry. It was a remote place. The sun was beginning to set. So if you imagine that scene, crowds of people, a remote place. The sun's going down. What's going to happen next? The people are so wrapped up in Jesus' teaching that they've not, you know, melted away to go and find things. They're still there. So the disciples say to Jesus, you need to command them to go. They need to go home. But they're so wrapped up in what Jesus is telling them that they're not going. And the disciples say they need to find food and lodgings. So Jesus simply says, you give them something to eat. He actually puts the monkey back on their shoulder, as it were. You know, you give them something to eat. You find it. And the disciples say, not surprisingly, but we don't have enough. Should we go and buy food for 10,000 people in a remote place? There's no Tesco's in this. Actually, Tesco's hasn't been invented yet. It's early closing. So what should we do? So Jesus asks for the little that they have. He asks for the 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's all they had. And 10,000 people were fed. A miraculous creation of food for the people. And what's more, 12 baskets of food were left over. So Jesus provided more than they needed, miraculously, and then more. So how did he do it? Well, I don't know. The Gospels doesn't tell us. I have no idea. But he had just been preaching all day about the new kingdom of God, where nothing is impossible for God. And perhaps that was the key of what he was saying to the disciples, that I've been teaching all day, I've been healing. That's miraculous. Remember, this is the kingdom of God. So what is Jesus telling us to do? Is it don't shop on Sundays, I'll provide? Perhaps not. Jesus says that what we have, materially and spiritually, we should use. And if we haven't enough, well, the kingdom of God, which is now and not yet, we know it's here, but it's not yet here fully. We've heard about that as we've been hearing sermons on healing. It's the same in this area. So what he's saying to us is that we should pray, we should ask God what we have to do, what's our part. And in this story, of course, the people had to distribute the food. Jesus didn't he didn't spiritually create food in front of everybody. He created food in front of Jesus, and then it was distributed by the people. So we've got a role in distributing food, and we do that in the food bank, of course, in an ordinary way, but also when the miracle happens, and that God will do the rest. And that we should be expectant that God will provide us more than we need. And as we give, God keeps on giving. They gave 5 loaves, 2 fish. God kept on multiplying that. And that's a model for Christian life. But I was struck as I was preparing this that a lot of that is what we know. But why bread? Why is this about bread? And about fish, of course. But why bread? It's a symbol of basic food throughout the Bible. It's a symbol of what we need to keep us alive. It's still fundamental in the Middle East today. If you go there, bread tends to be with every meal. They don't have potatoes and rice. So it's in the Bible, we see it as a symbol of material provision. So in the desert, manna came from heaven. We see it in the breaking of bread. When Christians get together, they break bread. In the Lord's Prayer, the symbol he gives of provision of God is, give us today our daily bread. He doesn't say, give us today our daily food. He says, give us today our daily bread. And yet, I looked at John verse 6, which sort of alludes to this story. And I'm just going to read a portion of that. Because Jesus went to Jesus sometime after this, and Jesus said, and so I'll read a little bit of John 6, I'm telling you the truth, you're looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted. I think he's referring to that miracle of the 5,000. But you ate the bread not because you understood my miracles. Don't work for food that goes bad. Work for food that lasts for eternal life. So they asked, what can we do in order to do what God wants us to do? And Jesus said, believe in the one he sent. And they said, well, what miracle will you perform? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As the scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth. What Moses gave you was not bread from heaven. It's my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said, the disciples, give us this bread always. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. And so, spiritually, the bread of life is Jesus. And if you think, where do we start? The crowds are coming to Jesus. He was teaching. He was healing. He was the bread of life. And when they said, my tummy's rumbling, they went back to thinking materially about bread. But Jesus was also trying to say, no, I am the bread of life. And so, to summarize, it's a key miracle. It's a demonstration of the power of the kingdom of God. It's a demonstration that we have an essential part in his work that we have to distribute out of his provision. We start with what we have, if that's money. And I went to a mission in Frinton, and the guy that was talking about, he had a vision to set up, a cafe and bakery in Brick Lane in the East End. He was just struck why there's so many religions there, but there wasn't really any Christian witness there. And when he prayed, he felt God saying, open a bakery, which he did. And he didn't have the money, and he thought he could start with 10,000. He prayed about it, and God said, no, I'll give you more than that. Anyway, they had an appeal for it, and he got £30,000. He started up, and it's there to this day. So that's an example of God sometimes can give us the money we need to start a Christian venture. So we pray and ask God, ask what we have to do. God will do the rest. And remember, it's not just food we need. We need Jesus, just like a little child. And sometimes, perhaps, we need to be like those children at the feeding of the 5,000. We need to say, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. We're hungry for you, for your kingdom to come in our lives and our society. There's so much emptiness. We need you to fill us with yourself.